local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy Friday. Welcome to hour number two of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Very busy first hour. It'll probably be a very busy second hour as well. A lot to get to here this afternoon as we usher you into the weekend. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the listening area. That's going to be in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. So we are expecting a potentially strong line of storms that is currently in southern Alabama, Mississippi, that are just pushing southeastward. So could be in for a little bit of a rough afternoon and evening there. Hopefully no severe thunderstorm warnings or tornadic activity, anything like that. But we are monitoring the News Radio ThreatNet radar right now. We'll get a full update with the weekend forecast with Alan Strum coming up in a moment, and our first check this hour of the roads right after today's top three stories. Prosecutor Nathan Wade resigning from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. White House correspondent John Decker.
And it will likely be someone in her own office, on her own team. If she goes outside her office, it would just mean further delays in terms of when this trial will actually start.
Talking about DA Fannie Willis today, the judge ruled that Willis could remain on the election interference case if Nathan Wade was removed. At least three people dead, dozens injured after tornado struck Ohio and Indiana.
Last night being dark, I didn't think there was near the damage that we've seen today in the daylight.
I mean, it is different.
You just couldn't see. It was pitch black everywhere.
Officials say three people died in one tornado in Ohio. Others were injured in a separate one in Indiana. Heavy damage reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. Also in Kentucky, the town of Milton had a tornado touchdown that caused damage to at least 50 homes and other structures. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is approving plans for a military operation in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. In a statement, his office said the IDF is preparing for the operational side and for the evacuation of the population. Over 1 million people are thought to be sheltering in the city. Those are today's top three stories. Weekend forecast with Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance that rain moves through the area during the evening hours. Some storms may be on the strong side. Overnight, lows will be in the mid-60s, and we could also see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours Saturday. Likely dry on Saturday, but Sunday there's an 80% chance for rain. Weekend highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Austin, how are the roads faring? Any better than they were last hour?
Yes and no. So if you're traveling westbound on I-10, traveling towards and a little ways past Pensacola Boulevard, we have had some congestion in that area so far this evening. And while it has seemingly started to kind of stretch out and lessen a bit, there is a traffic accident being reported right on the ramp to get onto I-10 West from Pensacola Boulevard. So we will have to keep an eye on that. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still giving us issues as well. North Blue Angel Parkway, for the most part, has smoothened out. If you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98, though, we've still got some minor backups there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, we've got some issues in that area, and we have some basically right where if you're traveling eastbound towards Fairfield as well. So backups going both ways there now. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway still giving us issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway doesn't have much, if any, issues at the moment, luckily. The last main spot you're going to have some problems is on Caroline Street in two spots in particular. If you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, or westbound coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe?
All right, thank you. Our local headlines, a couple of tragic stories involving deadly shootings. Last hour, Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall speaking at a news conference after the news today that a 14-year-old charged with murder in the death of 15-year-old Marco Banks, his family identifying him after police responded to a shots fired call at an apartment complex on North 9th Avenue last night. The suspect, 14-year-old Remington Crumbs, also 19-year-old Romaria Union, is charged with felony accessory after the fact. Here's Chief Randall.
Too many families, too many neighbors, too many schoolmates, too many community members are suffering. Tragedies like this one that just happened send replications and reverberations through all of the entire community of Pensacola. And like I said, we have to continue to work together every day on this issue and work together at it hard. There will be some challenges, but we are up to it as a community. And there's a call to action for every one of you, every one of us, to do our part to make a difference.
That, again, a news conference from earlier this afternoon. Channel 3 also spoke with the suspect's mother, who indicated to Channel 3 that her son, Remington Crumbs, was being bullied. Parent murder-suicide now under investigation following deadly shooting, murder-suicide investigation earlier this morning, rather, at around 8:30. Police say that they appear to be residents of the apartment, and according to Channel 3, who spoke to neighbors, that the people involved, Marty and Dennis Tackett, Marty Tackett, president of Martha's Vineyard Family House, they released a statement today saying, in quote, "Please keep their family and friends in your prayers. We will always be grateful to God for how he used the Tacketts to establish the ministry of Martha's Vineyard." Also today, on the campus of UWF, President Martha Saunders announcing a gift of $5 million from the Bear Family Foundation to name the UWF College of Business. It's slated to be named the Lewis Bear Jr. College of Business, contingent on the Board of Trustees approving that in June.
Mainly for scholarships and then support of the mission of the College of Business. It's a transformative gift. We overuse that word, but it's transformative. It'll allow us to do so many things.
That is Dr. Rick Fountain, Dean of the College of Business, and this is now the third college to be named in the university's history. And also, squatters may be in for a rude awakening once a new Florida law gets the go-ahead from the governor. House Bill 621 made it through both the State House and Senate during the legislative session, which allows homeowners to file an affidavit when somebody is occupying their property, getting them quickly removed by the sheriff's office. Pensacola Councilwoman Jennifer Breyer talked about it, a situation last year involving a local homeowner who went through this process.
It was affecting their sense of security, their sense of well-being, their financial aspect. For people who have had someone overtake their home, the idea that they have to do due rights with a person that is essentially stealing their home is pretty overwhelming and shocking to them.
And Breyer says the homeowners were shocked when they found somebody had moved into their home and they had to go through a long legal eviction process to get them out. And despite the outcome already being known, if you are so inclined to vote early, you have until tomorrow, Saturday, the final day of early voting for next Tuesday's presidential primary. Of course, this week, former President Trump and President Biden already clinching their respective parties' nominations. 519, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines still to come.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Did you know that the displaying of the Ten Commandments in our public schools was outlawed in large part because of a 1980 Supreme Court decision known as Stone versus Graham? And because of this extraction, most Americans are not familiar with the specific content of the Ten Commandments. I encourage you to read Exodus chapter 20. These commandments serve as a divine blueprint for a civilized society. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 1, God makes it very clear that these commandments came from Him and not from Moses or from any man. And the only man who ever walked the earth who kept the commandments flawlessly was Jesus of Nazareth, the God-man himself. As we endeavor to be submissive to these commandments, we must rely completely on Christ's power to overcome sin and temptation. I urge you, walk with Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola X Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications, an equal opportunity employer.
We're tackling summer learning loss, turning the page on what was to nurture the world within. Gulf Coast Freedom Schools is a free 6-week summer literacy and cultural enrichment program for Escambia County students K through 8th grade. Apply online by May 31st, 2024 at gcfreedomschools.com. Class sizes are limited. We are Gulf Coast Freedom Schools, where words change worlds.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone all the time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Administration and Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we'll start with I-10 West. We had an accident report there, basically right where you get onto I-10 West from Pensacola Boulevard, right on that ramp there. That traffic incident has not appeared to add to the congestion that we've already been seeing on I-10 West. That congestion is looking relatively minor at this time, but it does reach for a bit, so just, I guess, be aware of that. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, still giving us typical evening traffic issues like it so often does. If you are traveling northbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Softly Field Road, we still have some problems there. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, got some issues in that area still. Maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, closer to I-10. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway both looking good. Caroline Street's looking fine for the most part. We still have some issues if you're traveling eastbound, though, just past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane. And we still have some minor problems if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River, trying to get into downtown Milton. That does appear to be lessening, though.
Showers and thunderstorms may drop in on the area as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with warm low temperatures in the mid-60s, and some fog may develop during the overnight hours and into Saturday morning. I believe the weather on Saturday will be dry, lots of clouds in the skies, though, but Sunday, there's a high rain chance. It's up there at 80%. As far as temperatures go, we'll be upper 70s Saturday and mid-70s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 525 here at News Radio, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Governor DeSantis is warning Haitians not to try to set sail for Florida.
The most likely scenario is you will be stopped and you will be returned to your country of origin.
And the governor says he's sending more resources to intercept would-be migrants on that front. The state increasing its crackdown on illegal immigration as well. Governor DeSantis says one bill imposes tougher penalties for repeat offenders who reenter the U.S. after being deported.
So in Florida, we're going to continue to do everything we can to protect folks and to make sure that this state continues to be a great state to live in.
And there are other bills that increase penalties for driving without a license and ban local governments from honoring any IDs issued to illegal immigrants.
And there's now a way for Floridians who are stuck in Haiti to contact state officials. The Florida Division of Emergency Management launched an online portal yesterday. Floridians in Haiti or their family members can go to floridadisaster.org/Haiti and fill out a questionnaire. They'll be asked to let the state know about their immediate needs.
Florida woman is accused of trying to sell her child. Police in Palatka say Jessica Woods was arrested last week. The 33-year-old allegedly tried to sell her one-year-old daughter for $500. Police say Woods and her child had been seen for days outside of a local store, and when an employee approached to see if she needed anything, that's when she made the offer. The employee refused, and Woods then walked away and left the child behind. The employee took the child to the police department to report what happened.
How terrible. Yeah. And Miami Beach is taking spring break enforcement up a notch, declaring South Beach curfews starting tonight at 11:59.
Our city administration has worked very diligently this year to ensure that our residents' quality of life aren't compromised and that safety remains the top priority.
Miami Beach Officer Christopher Best says so far crowds are down and arrests have been down by about 15%. This city manager says the decision about curfews was not made lightly, but it's necessary to assist in maintaining public safety.
International headlines: criminal charges won't be filed against the shooter in yesterday's violent incident on a Brooklyn subway train. The DA's office there says it's due to evidence of self-defense. A 32-year-old man was on a Manhattan-bound A train when a 36-year-old started a fight with him and pulled out a gun. The younger man then disarmed him and shot him in the head as the train pulled into the Hoyt Schermerhorn station.
And the Biden administration is moving to crack down on junk fees for college students and student loan borrowers. As part of the president's 2025 budget request, the administration is pushing to do away with student loan origination fees, which are the percentage of the loan amount that's considered a processing fee. The fee rates range from 1% to 4%. The White House is also targeting college banking junk fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
Also, President Biden on Capitol Hill today speaking out against Russia's invasion of Ukraine and calling on the House to pass the sweeping national security package that was passed by the Senate.
I urge you to send me the national security bill now. The bill includes funding for Ukraine and Israel and maybe equally important humanitarian assistance to Gaza. They badly, badly need it.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was hosting the Friends of Ireland luncheon today, and Johnson, though, has been reluctant to take up the bill over a lack of provisions at the southern border.
And a super PAC supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is shelling out big money for advertisements. On Thursday, the super PAC American Values 2024 announced they plan to spend at least $10 million on ads leading up to November. The ads will be used to clarify Kennedy's political positions and his record.
Donald Trump's former VP says he's not backing Trump this time around.
Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years.
Pence not saying who he's voting for, but he says he absolutely will not vote for President Biden. Interesting. 5:30. We'll take a break there. A look at our sports news. Busy day with lots of NFL headlines and, of course, college basketball conference tournaments getting into high gear. Health, business, and science after that. It's Pensacola right now.
News. I'm John Saucier. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade stepping down for former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. A judge ruled either he or District Attorney Fani Willis would have to do so. It came after accusations these two had an undisclosed romantic relationship, causing a potential conflict of interest. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not endorse former President Trump for the 2024 election.
And it should come as no surprise that I will not be endorsing Donald Trump this year.
Well, Pence on the Fox News Channel. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby says Israel must be able to protect civilians while operating in Gaza.
To move in right now in a major way without a proper accounting for all those people would, as we've said, be a disaster.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the IDF will evacuate civilians before invading the southern city of Rafah. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the CEO of Goldman Sachs is warning that inflation may be stickier than originally expected. In an annual letter to shareholders, David Solomon says that the U.S. economy has proven more resilient than expected, and markets are predicting rate cuts, although he thought inflation might prove stickier than many anticipated. He also said that economic conditions for lower-income consumers have deteriorated, and they're seeing changes because of it. Solomon also added that the Fed now has room to ease if economic conditions start to deteriorate. The Federal Reserve is expected to hold steady on interest rates at its next monetary policy meeting next week. And McDonald's is continuing to recover from a massive technical failure which impacted tens of thousands of restaurants across the world. In a statement earlier, the chain said it was aware of a technology outage that forced the closure of many locations. Went on to say that it
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Chicago Bears didn't put Justin Fields in the best position to succeed. With that being said, the Bears should draft Caleb Williams and eventually find the trade suitor for Fields. Williams is the QB with the higher ceiling, and he's walking into a much better situation than Justin did. Williams will have DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, and DeAndre Swift at his disposal, and if Caleb can't make that work in the Windy City, then maybe the Bears are just cursed and will never find their franchise quarterback. I'm Zach Gelb.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1212 1313 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked quite a bit about the Santa Rosa County proposal to have the largest flag in the entire state of Florida. Also talked about Ted Cruz and Katie Britt and her reaction to Scarlett Johansson playing her on Saturday Night Live. Very interesting stuff. The slice of the anti-human trafficking legislation Tallahassee passed, raising the age of stripping to 21. And we had a good conversation during the wrap about the challenges of finding good employees these days. Listen to those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Happy to report that it looks like some of the congestion that we've been dealing with is dying down. There are still multiple places of note, though. We'll start with I-10. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, just getting off of Pensacola Boulevard and traveling towards Pine Forest Road, we do have some backups there still. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got some backups there. Also, the intersection of North Palafox Street and 9 Mile Road having some backups as well currently. Gulf Beach Highway still has a little bit if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway looking good for the most part. We were having some issues just east of Avalon Boulevard on Caroline Street, but those have seemingly died down. So the only other spot where you're going to have problems is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton. However, those problems are lessening also.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance that rain moves through the area during the evening hours. Some storms may be on the strong side. Overnight, lows will be in the mid-60s, and we could also see some fog develop during the late night and morning hours Saturday. Likely dry on Saturday, but Sunday there's an 80% chance for rain. Weekend highs will be in the mid to upper 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Alan, 538 now at News Radio 92.3. Quick recap of the day's top three stories. Prosecutor Nathan Wade is off the election interference case from Donald Trump in Georgia. This after a judge ruled that Fani Willis, the district attorney, could remain on the case provided Wade was removed. Three people dead, dozens more injured after a string of tornadoes broke out in the Midwest, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky last night. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is approving plans for a military operation in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah. The IDF is preparing for the operational side and for the evacuation of the population. Austin, a lot happening today in sports to finish off the week.
Absolutely. We'll start with the NFL. Aaron Donald announces that he is retiring today. After 10 seasons in the league, the 32-year-old defensive tackle was a three-time defensive player of the year, 10-time Pro Bowler, 8-time first-team All-Pro, Super Bowl 56 champion, need I say more, definitely one of the greatest defensive players of not just his generation, but all time. Certainly not sad to see him go as someone who's not a fan of the Rams, but I'm sure LA is aching today. Also, some big names at the wide receiver position moving around in this offseason as the Bears trade for 6-time Pro Bowler Keenan Allen and the Chiefs sign Marquise Hollywood Brown. So two big names going to destinations there, and I'm sure Joe is happy about the former. The Vikings are making moves around or ahead of next month's draft, rather. The team traded 2 second-round picks and a 6th-rounder to acquire the Texans' 1st and 7th-round picks. NFL insiders expect them to use their 2 first-rounders to trade up for a new franchise quarterback. And someone who might be in the running for a franchise quarterback themselves is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now I know what you're thinking. Austin, did they not just have local prodigy Kenny Pickett?
That's right.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Panthers legend who decimated Wake Forest in the ACC title game a couple years back. Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing. Well, Kenny Pickett apparently wasn't too thrilled with the Russell Wilson signing from a few days ago and wanted out of Pittsburgh, so they granted his wish and sent him to Philly. So he will now be on the Eagles just across the state there.
You know, I think there's a deal to be made between our favorite teams.
Really? What's that?
I think, well, here's
who am I kidding?
Thing.
Everybody knows. It was trending all over X today after Kenny Pickett took a hike.
Yeah. I think that because the Steelers are in a position where the only quarterback on their roster is Russell Wilson, who they're only paying $1 million to.
Yes.
That I think the window is wide open for a trade to be made with the Bears and get Justin Fields in there to perhaps run the Arthur Smith offense moving forward. Because I don't think they would sign Russ after this year.
I don't think
they would commit the money.
It depends on how he does.
But, you know, if they are picking up Justin's fifth-year option and saying, hey, look, you know, we're going to bring you in here. We're going to, you know, just see how what it happens. I think it would be a good fit. I really do. And
it may.
And Pittsburgh has been kind of on the short list, I think, of teams that would make the most sense since we've really started the offseason as far as where Justin Fields would go. Very happy about the news last night that Keenan Allen is signing with the Bears, was traded to the Bears.
That was a good grab.
That was a big grab there. And I'm telling you, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans next year. And
I'm
already looking into Super Bowl packages and making the trip 3 hours to our west.
Golly, we will never hear the end of it if the Bears, is that what I just said? If the Bears grant his wish. Let's see, college football here, just real quick. The 10 FBS conferences and Notre Dame, of course, have agreed to the next CFP contract, which will begin in 2026. It guarantees a playing field of at least 12 teams in 2026 and beyond, and that takes a sizable step in the direction of an eventual and a very controversial 14-team bracket format. And then college basketball, as Joe said earlier, that is the other big hitter currently. Conference tournaments are continuing to heat up, the biggest games being we had St. John's and UConn on Fox. That game should still be going on. It tipped at 4:30. I don't have the score on me because I'm mediocre, but we'll check on that in a moment. At 6 o'clock, Texas Tech versus top-ranked Houston. That's the Big 12 tournament there on ESPN2. And Pittsburgh and North Carolina on ESPN tipping off at the same time. At 7 o'clock on FS1, we got Providence and Marquette. Providence just knocked off Creighton, who was a top team in the Big East bracket. Marquette is also doing very well this season. At 8:30, Baylor versus Iowa State on ESPN. And Florida versus Alabama. That's a big SEC win on the SEC Network. And lastly, at 9:30, we got Colorado and Washington State on FS1. That's going to be after the Providence-Marquette game.
Yeah, we've seen a few interesting games in that top contenders that I would think for number one seeds in the NCAA tournament have kind of fallen by the wayside early on in their conference tournaments. We had Kansas taking one on the chin. We had Duke losing in the first round. And then earlier today, Tennessee falling to Mississippi State in kind of a surprise there. So the door is wide open for teams to come in and get the top seeds in the tournament. Selection Sunday on this Sunday, of course.
Yep.
We've got the first four next Tuesday, and then the, quote, second round with the full March Madness experience starting next Thursday.
Which so you, also known as Joe's vacation.
That's
period.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you talking about top teams and conferences falling off. UConn, top team in the Big East. They are currently only up on St. John's by 5 at halftime. So clearly Rick Pitino is doing fine for himself post-Louisville. I know he had some years at Iona as well. So I guess good for the Red Storm there. Let's see. Lastly, in sports headlines, right before we get another check of the roads, a group of female college swimmers and volleyball players are suing the NCAA over its policies surrounding transgender athletes. The lawsuit alleges the transgender woman Leah Thomas being allowed in the 2022 Women's Swimming National Championship violated the Title IX rights. After Thomas's transition, she became the first trans athlete to win a Division I title. The lawsuit also discusses the discomfort some of the cisgender athletes felt sharing a locker room with Thomas. So I'm sure that's going to get dicier before it gets better.
Sure.
5:45 here. Another quick check of the roads. Let's see. Still have some backups on I-10. If you're traveling westbound, just past Pensacola Boulevard towards Pine Forest Road. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Still looking backed up as well. And if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Middleton, we still got problems there. Outside of that, though, there's not too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Showers and thunderstorms may drop in on the area as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with warm low temperatures in the mid-60s, and some fog may develop during the overnight hours and into Saturday morning. I believe the weather on Saturday will be dry, lots of clouds in the skies, though, but Sunday, there's a high rain chance. It's up there at 80%. As far as temperatures go, we'll be upper 70s Saturday and mid-70s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:46 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at our health, business, and science notes today. McDonald's scrambling to fix a system failure that crippled its restaurants across the globe. They say in a statement this morning it was aware of a technology outage that forced the closure of many locations, but insist it was not caused by a cybersecurity event. Stores were left unable to handle customers, and online and app orders were disrupted in countries as far apart as here in the U.S. to Australia, Japan, and the U.K.
And speaking of restaurants, Kansas City Chiefs teammates Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are entering the restaurant business together. The Super Bowl champions are opening a steakhouse at the Lowe's Hotel in Kansas City. The restaurant will be called 1587 Prime, which is a combination of their jersey numbers. It'll span two floors and have hyper-subtle nods to their accomplishments on the field. Yeah, hyper-subtle. I'm good. We can go ahead and just kind of like erase subtle.
Hyper nods
to their accomplishments. They're going to have a Lombardi replica just right there in the foyer in the waiting room.
Frontier Airlines is now offering you the chance to guarantee the middle seat in your row will be empty. It's called Upfront Plus. Introductory rates start at $49 through next Wednesday for flights between April 10th and the 30th. You can't do it on any row, though. It's only an option for the first two rows of the plane, which is probably why they have the name Upfront Plus. But for weight-challenged people, I don't remember what the PC is name that we were calling it.
Weight-challenged? People of size.
That's right. Thank you. Well, because we talked about it so much when this first came out with the airlines. You can speak for yourself on that.
My bad.
5:47 here, taking a look at some pop culture notes today. The Eras Tour Taylor's Version is now available on Disney+. It hit the streaming service last night, a day earlier than originally announced. So I know what I am doing tonight once baby and wife are asleep.
Oh, really?
Jamming out to some Taylor.
Oh, that's nice. And Alec Baldwin says the Rust manslaughter case against him should be dropped. In 2021, cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed after Baldwin's gun went off on the movie set, although the actor, who's also a Rust producer, says he never pulled the trigger. In a new legal filing, Baldwin says the grand jury process was rigged, claiming that seven witnesses were biased. He also claims the DA failed to present all of the evidence from the FBI's testing of the firearm.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to a whopping $792 million. It's tonight. The cash option on that's about $382 million. Then on Saturday, the Powerball will have a grand prize of at least $600 million.
And an Australian businessman and a former parliament member will soon be able to feel like he's the king of the world. Billionaire Clive Palmer is moving forward with the Titanic 2. He announced this week that the ship will set sail in 2027 and take the same trip the doomed Titanic did from Southampton, England to New York. From there, it will go around the world. The ship will even feature four smokestacks similar to its original, but will run on a diesel engine. Why would you replicate
a
disaster?
How much would I have to pay you for you to get a ticket on the maiden voyage?
You honestly can't pay me enough because I don't go on ships anyway. And if it were to,
you would be in the exact same spot that Jack was up at the front of the ship.
I wouldn't get anywhere near
the whole time.
Yeah,
keeping an eye
on
icebergs.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. I would sit in my room. I would make sure I have an elevated room.
The technology.
The
you have binoculars. You can. You're fine, okay? I think we've learned our lesson. and they'll be much more careful this go around.
Well, even if I was dying to go, and even if you had convinced me, which you didn't.
I probably shouldn't have said dying to go there.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on. I didn't even
catch that.
That
was a low blow.
I was too busy worrying about my own life that I didn't even catch you make a joke about theirs. But either way, no, I'm not doing that. Even if you did convince me, I ain't going to be there anyway.
Too soon. 5:50, wacky stories and good news to finish up. Hour number two next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Never have liked that song. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. We'll start with I-10. If you are traveling westbound on I-10, just past Pensacola Boulevard towards Pine Forest Road, we've got some backups in that area there still. We've had them all evening. They just haven't gone away quite yet. Hopefully they will soon as traffic begins to die down in the 6 o'clock hour. If you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards US Highway 98, we got some backups developing there. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Navarre Parkway is looking good. The last one where we had major issues was Caroline Street. If you were traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have some congestion there, but it is very minor, so hopefully that should die down soon as well.
Showers and thunderstorms may drop in on the area as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with warm low temperatures in the mid-60s, and some fog may develop during the overnight hours and into Saturday morning. I believe the weather on Saturday will be dry, lots of clouds in the skies, though, but Sunday, there's a high rain chance. It's up there at 80%. As far as temperatures go, we'll be upper 70s Saturday and mid-70s on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Do have some heavy rain, I guess you would call it, falling here at the station. So be mindful if you're out on the roads. I did see some lightning outside the window as well. So be mindful as you're out and about this evening. Taking a look here, a quick recap of today's top three stories. Today, a Georgia judge ruled that Fannie Willis could remain on the Donald Trump election interference case, provided the prosecutor, Nathan Wade, was removed, and Wade resigned from the case today. Three people dead, dozens injured after tornado struck Ohio and Indiana. Three people died in one tornado in Ohio. There was also one in Kentucky. 50 structures were damaged, and a total of 5 tornadoes were confirmed in Ohio as well. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu approving plans for a military operation in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah. Over 1 million people are thought to be sheltering there. The IDF is preparing for the operational side and for the evacuation of the population. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the news today. Austin, you've seen Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah.
And the general premise is that an old guy is trying to genetically create dinosaurs. This would be a very horrible spinoff, but it really is happening. A Montana man is pleading guilty to 2 felony wildlife crimes over a years-long effort to create giant sheep hybrids. 80-year-old Arthur Schubarth owns an alternative livestock ranch that stretches 215 acres, according to the Department of Justice. They say that Schubarth tried to create the species by importing parts of the largest sheep species in the world to create cloned embryos to implant in a female sheep on his ranch. Jeez. His goal was to sell the species to hunting facilities.
Gross.
Okay.
McDonald's.
I guess I'm glad it didn't work.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah. No, that's one of the worst crimes you can commit against nature there.
Yeah, and I'm, you know,
McDonald's.
I don't want to hear about any like expeditions to a Montana livestock ranch.
Very true. McDonald's in Japan teased a French fry perfume last week, but company execs are now scrambling after people took it literally. The company says it was just a promotion for limited-time flavored fries, and they'd like people to enjoy the scent of the fries and flavors. I'd like it more than I would the Peeps body spray. I need to teach myself not to read this story because
you've got a little Ron Burgundy in you.
Because you threw that in there at the end, and that is not true. I don't think that way. I think I would like the Peeps body spray.
I will not be like Ron Burgundy's female coworkers and implement certain words, verbiage into stories that would get you fired, though.
I will refrain from that.
Do you even know that reference? Have you seen Anchorman?
I haven't seen it, but I am familiar with the reference.
All right. I have to check with you.
Okay.
Because you've seen like 2 movies in your life. So
do not know.
I have
don't
all
you
of these
dare.
I have all of these awesome movie references that I would like to use, but I can't.
I know them. You made a reference to Moneyball about the Yankees thing, and I remembered that. I just haven't seen Moneyball. And you made a reference to that, and I got it. The Ron Burgundy, that's Will Ferrell off Anchorman. I know who that is. Golly.
All right.
I am so pop culture inclined. It's unbelievable. Go ahead, though.
Good news. All right. The owners of a hair care company called the Longhairs are hoping to break their own world record tomorrow for most hair donated in 24 hours. They make hair ties for men and were featured on Shark Tank back in 2018. Hundreds of people in San Diego have signed up to donate their hair to make wigs for kids with cancer and alopecia. The current record was set in 2019. It's 339 pounds of hair in a single day, and obviously hoping to top it. So Godspeed to those people tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. And an 11-year-old boy in North Carolina has raised $81,000 to help fund history projects to tell the story of Pearl Harbor. Harrison Johnson raised the money by collecting donations door to door, selling patriotic popsicles, and public speaking engagements. His fascination over Pearl Harbor started with a school history project, and he started studying it recreationally by reading books, old newspapers, and talking with survivors. Following a visit to Pearl Harbor, Harrison was motivated to start a campaign to ensure that the heroes and victims are never forgotten. His goal is $100,000 towards Pacific Historic Parks, the nonprofit that stewards the Pearl Harbor Memorial. And in particular, Harrison hopes they can produce material to expand the story of the attack to include heroic acts from men and women of color.
That's very cool. Good job, Harrison, there. That'll wrap things up for hour number 2. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. A busy day for them and us. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown. Also, we'll replay our conversation that we had yesterday, if you missed it, with Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. A very busy day in Santa Rosa County yesterday. We'll talk about that as well. Pensacola right now, heavy rain falling in the listening area, so be careful out there on the roads.